another episode of AP Empowers, coming to you today, of course, to encourage you, to inspire you, and hopefully to empower you to be a better you today than you were yesterday, to be a better you tomorrow than you are today. So hopefully, you know, everything I do is about growth, guys, and thanks for tuning in. Today I come to you and I want to talk about something powerful. I want to talk about boundaries. Boundaries is something that I can personally talk about for hours on end, but I promise you I won't do that for you today. I'm actually going to kind of make it short and sweet, or as short and sweet as it needs to be. But first, you guys know I got to take care of my housekeeping. Still searching for those ladies that are interested in coming on here, AP Empowers, to be interviewed about what you have going on in and throughout your life, your business, how you are empowering others through your business. I'd love to interview you and just learn more about what you do and what you can offer to our listeners. Also, still seeking sponsorship here at AP Empowers. If you want to reach a demographic from male and female, anywhere from 25 to 60, you can come here to do just that. Again, we have a wide variety of those that listen in here on this podcast. And this podcast is being broadcast to you via Podbean. But again, we're just so excited to be here for you today. Also, CWP Sports Consulting, we are now accepting new clients. So if you are an aspiring athlete and you aspire to play at that next collegiate level, we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to see if we could be a good fit for you to sit down and get you prepared for your next level, prepare for the recruitment process and see where you just are. And we're actually seeking 9th through 11th grade. If you are a senior, we possibly could still work with you, but we don't make any promises that late in the game. And so, but at the same time, you know, you got to stay ready so that you don't have to get ready. And CWP Sports Consulting, that's exactly what we do. As well as we are in getting ready for the fall of the year, guys. A lot of you guys are getting ready to prep for 2022, and we are currently setting up business strategy sessions to help you get to your next level, right? So if you want a business strategy session, please reach out to me. I'd be glad to set that up for you and help you get to your next level. But in the meantime and in between time, let's get to boundaries, right? Boundaries are something, like I said, that everyone needs, everyone should have. And I am finding, especially with, you know, clientele and people that I talk to, that not enough of you are setting clear-cut boundaries for yourself and for your business and for those that are around you. Again, boundaries are something that you should have to protect you. Boundaries are something that you should have. Everyone should have limits. Everyone should have things that they're willing to do and not do. But I think when you don't have clear-cut boundaries, you set yourself up for others to misuse, to abuse, to exploit, to, you know, just make you not be at your best self, right? And so let's start with the boundaries of time. You know, I am an avid believer that time is absolutely money. And I believe that if you don't respect your own time, I apologize, guys, for the notifications that are coming through. As you can hear, I'm in a different setting today. But anywho, if you don't, require and demand that others respect your time, guess what? They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. If you don't respect your own time, then you're probably not making others respect your time. And so with that being said, you know, that's where boundaries come in. And like I said, first and foremost, I want to talk about time. Like, are you allowing people to make appointments with you and cancel without any consequence, without any penalty, things like that? Especially when you're a business person, if you take the time out to schedule an appointment, you should have certain boundaries in place that says, hey, I need this amount of notice if you're going to cancel the appointment. You should have things in place that say, hey, if you do cancel this appointment, this may be the penalty that you face. You should have all sorts of things such as that in place. so that you can protect yourself. Boundaries are for you, but they're also a tool for accountability, right? Especially when you're talking about time. I will not allow someone else to waste and to misuse my time. And I have things in place just for that. But I was talking about on a business level, but let's just get on a personal level. You know, when you're talking about people that just want to dump on you, people that just want to use your time so that they can vent their frustration, so that they can, you know, woe is me, cry in your ear. That is time. So if you sit on a phone with someone for more than 15 minutes, that is your time. That time should be valuable, and you should value that time. Not only should you value that time, you should demand that others value that time, which is kind of part of the reason why I started coaching. Guys, I had so many people blowing up my phone to talk about their woe moments or just to vent. And I'm not saying, guys, if you've got a friend and, you know, you want to be a good friend, absolutely, you can allow that person to vent, but that should be your choice, not theirs. People don't just get to call you in the middle of the day, the middle of your work day. People don't just get to call you at all hours of the night to vent their frustrations. Now, of course, I am not going to be unrealistic and say that there aren't certain situations where, you know, there aren't an emergency. But some people, and I know y'all know who I'm talking about, some people, every situation in their life, they feel like is an emergency, but they don't get to put that on you. So whether it's business time or personal time, you get to put some boundaries around that. You should put some boundaries around that. You should have some limits for how often you are doing certain things in your own life so that others can respect that, right? So, you know, boundaries are critical. Boundaries are crucial. But even let's go outside of the realm of time. Let's go into saying, you know, a lot of people are in abusive relationships and they're not willing to understand the abuse. And the abuse, I'm not just talking about a relationship between a man and a woman. I'm talking about relationships in general. Some friends are abusive. Some colleagues are abusive. I mean, in the workplace, some people, sexual harassment is a real thing. And so you get to set up boundaries. Actually, that job or your business should have boundaries in place that make sure that there is a zero policy for sexual harassment or harassment of any kind, right? Inappropriate jokes, racial things that may come about, you know, those things should be zero tolerance. And you have to make sure that those things are in place for you, right? For your situation, so that you don't find yourself in a position where you're uncomfortable, where you are feeling some sort of way emotionally, right? And so that's up to you to set those boundaries. That's up to you to draw your line in the sand. That's up to you to have those limits in place in every situation that you're in. I mean, and I'm talking about business. It could be church. It could be the grocery store. It could be when you're going to do a training, you know, especially as women. When we go out as women, as speakers, and we go into some of these corporate entities, the things that people feel that they can say, and we feel like we have to take it, ladies, or even men. I'm not just excluding you guys. We feel like we have to accept it. That should be a no-no. That should be a zero tolerance policy within yourself. You should be able to go to someone. You should be able to turn down that check, because you should not sell yourself short for someone else's insecurities. Usually people that do those sorts of things are very insecure people. And so when you think about that, but anyway, it's up to you to draw your line in the sand. It's up to you to have that concrete boundary in place so that that person will know that this will not be tolerated. And I guarantee you, if it's a corporate entity, they will do the necessary things that they can to make sure, because they don't want the lawsuit. They don't want those things being brought about on them. But like I said, any other entity as well. You know, make sure that you are not afraid to have your limits, to have certain things that you are not willing to cross. Boundaries, you know, like I said, inappropriate conversations, inappropriate jokes, inappropriate suggestions, snide remarks, things like that. please make sure that you respect yourself enough to make others respect you. And so those are some of the things that come into play when I think about having boundaries for myself and for my business and for my person. And these are the things that I also teach to, of course, the people that I come in contact with. Everyone should have certain boundaries in place in their life. And if you don't, let's chat about this. Because again, sometimes I think people feel like boundaries comes with having confidence. And I think to a certain degree, that's it. But you don't have to necessarily be a confident person to know what your limits are, right? You should know what your limits are, and you should not allow other people to intrude on that, to make you feel like their limits should be your limits, et cetera, et cetera, right? So this is what I'm coming to you today, guys. If you don't have boundaries in place, if you don't have limits on things that you are willing and not willing to accept, let's make sure we have a conversation about that, because I think boundaries are important. Boundaries are important even in families, okay? Because I do know that there are people out here that are being abused by family members. And when I say abuse, I don't use that term lightly, but when I say, you know, you're the person that everybody feels like they can come to when they need something, you're the person that everybody feels like you're supposed to bear the brunt and bear the weight of everybody else's problems, you're the person that quote unquote may be seen as the successful one, so you're supposed to help everyone else get to that point. Absolutely not. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you hear nothing else from this podcast today, I want you to hear, I need you to set some clear-cut boundaries. I need you to be able to draw your line in the sand. I need you to be able to tell people, no, ma'am, no, sir, I'm not going to accept that. I don't have to accept that. I'm not going to do that. And no is a complete sentence, guys. I do a whole series on the power of no. And when I say the power of no, I want you to take some of your power back. Because when you don't have boundaries, you are giving up all of your power as to who you are. And it's not about power in the sense of controlling anyone else or trying to use, you know, what you have to control. No, it's the power of having limits, having boundaries, having clear-cut things in place so that other people can't just insert themselves, impose themselves on you, right? So I want you to understand what I'm saying. Boundaries should be in every facet, in every area of your life if you do not have clear-cut boundaries. So back to that personal thing. When you're the go-to person in your family, when you're the person that is made to feel like you should be obligated. I was watching a show on TV the other day, and it was a celebrity individual, and they were talking about, well, I feel like the only time people call me is when they want something. You know, so that person, I was thinking to myself, you've not set up the boundaries. You shouldn't feel obligated for anybody. If you are in a successful place in your life, you have worked your butt off. I don't care who you are. There's very few things that are given. You know, a lot of times we see stuff and we perceive, oh, this person's just been this way their whole life. No, 9 times out of 10, that person's been working behind the scenes. That person has been doing their due diligence. That person has been paying their dues, and no one else gets to say, oh, because of this, because I'm related to you, because I know you, because we're supposed to be friends. This goes the same as with friends. You are not obligated to do anything for anyone. If you are taking care of yourself, you are taking care of your offspring or those that you've committed to take care of, like those that you've brought into this world, and then even them to a certain age. There's an age limit, ladies and gentlemen. Do not allow these adult children as well. You need to have boundaries. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about, do you have clear-cut boundaries in your life? So one of the top things, first things I want to say is, if you don't have boundaries in your life, you need to evaluate yourself. You need to do a self-evaluation so that you see, you know, so that you can determine what your standards are. What are some things that you don't like that are transpiring? What are some things that you've been putting up with that you are ready to draw your line in the sand and say that you don't want to put up with anymore? Because once you get there, right, then you can put some clear things, some rules, some guidelines, some limits, some boundaries in place and be able to hold others to that same standard as far as what you are going and not going to do. Okay, so that's the first step. Figure out who you are. Figure out who you want to be. Figure out what things that you are not going to tolerate anymore and start implementing those things. It's not too late. And you know, people will say this to you. Oh, but you used to do this. Oh, well, what's changed? Oh, you've changed. That's okay. Change is good. We're embracing change. We want to grow. You know what change is? Change is growth. Everything I do here at CWP, at WWL, is about growth. If you're not growing, you're dying, in my opinion. So we want to be growing, ladies and gentlemen. So it's okay that people may say, oh, you've changed. They're supposed to be changing as well, right? So if they're not changing with you, change right on around them. Set those boundaries in place. So once you get the figure out who you are and what things you want to have as far as boundaries, again, personal boundaries, business boundaries, casual boundaries, relationship boundaries, it's okay. However many boundaries you want to set, feel free, do that thing, go ahead and do it. Okay. So that's what I'm looking at today as far as boundaries. The next step as far as your boundaries is starting to implement them. Start implementing the boundaries that you need to implement in your life. If you are not doing that, then we have a problem, Houston. Houston, we have a problem. If you're not implementing those boundaries, it's up to you to do it. No one else can do it. No one else knows what your situation is. No one else knows, you know, what you're supposed to be doing and not doing, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's like the same thing with sometimes my phone blows up, right? But I get to choose when I want to answer my phone and when I don't want to answer my phone. If I don't want to answer it, guess what? It's not going to get answered. I don't know anybody, anything as far as my phone is concerned. I pay the bill on my phone. So if you want to blow me up, go right on ahead. But at the same time, I'm going to choose when I get to respond to you. Okay. So I want you guys to understand, you know, again, that your boundaries are up to you. No one else knows what your boundaries are. No one else is responsible for helping you to carry out your boundaries. That's up to you. Now you've got to implement them. Now that you know what boundaries you want to set, now you've got to enforce them. You've got to be able to say no. You've got to be able to confidently say no. Say, no, I'm not doing that anymore. Oh, but you used to. Oh, well, I've changed. So I'm not doing that anymore. And mean it. Okay. And don't, you know, you probably will feel bad. It's a transition. It takes some time. It takes some getting used to sometimes. But at the same time, what I'm encouraging you to do, keep going. Don't give up. Okay. You set the boundaries, you get to implement the boundaries. And I promise you the third step is going to be your peace. The third step is going to be you absolutely living a better life and you making the choices for yourself and you not doing things sacrificially for everyone else. So I hope that this message has gotten to someone today. But again, this is something that's near and dear to my heart. This is something that I will constantly talk about because I do believe in boundaries. I do believe in the importance of boundaries. I do believe that everyone should have some boundaries, some things that they're going to do and some things that they're absolutely not going to do, right? So I hope this blessed you today. If it did, listen, share this podcast with someone else. Share it with that person that you know needs to set some boundaries. And, you know, as an encouragement, because again, guys, you can start at any point. Today is the best day to be your day one, right? It could be one day or it could be day one. And I encourage you for this to start to be your day one as far as you setting boundaries and you doing the things in your life that God has placed you here to do. AP Empower is signing out. You guys have a blessed one. If you need me, I'm here. You can always reach out to me, info@coachwithpride.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Y'all be blessed.